With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
KISW presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU.org. And don't forget, man, if you don't know about credit unions, they are just like banks, except they look out for you because a lot of them are member-owned, just like BECU. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. It's no longer just about Boeing. You live here, you work here, you attend school here in Washington State. You get to join BECU. And, Todd, you guys got cash machines everywhere. You got all sorts of banking services. You're just like a bank, except I own you.
You own me.
So, yes. Where's my coffee, Todd? I thought we talked about this.
I'll be right back.
All right. And what is that? It's so bizarre to think, though, that you can do everything that a bank does, and yet you guys just care about the members. That's what a credit union is all about.
Yeah, credit union, we're a co-op. Like, there are other co-ops out there as well, REI being one, for example. I don't know if you go to REI, but they're a co-op. So they're owned by the people who use those services own the business. So what that means is all the decisions that are made are about what's in the best interest of those people who own it, the members, not stockholders or Wall Street.
Yeah, was PCC, isn't that a co-op too?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And that's a great joint to buy your groceries at too. So
So co-ops are phenomenal because all the decisions are what's best for those people who own the place. So when we're looking at interest rates, how can we pay the most? Charge the lease on a loan, not hit you with hidden fees and just fees in general. That's the idea, is to get rid of that. But
So anyway, BECU.org if you want more information. If you have a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
We got this text. What's the process of buying a home when you're living in the home you're trying to sell? Process of buying a home while you're living in the home you're trying to sell.
Sometimes you'll have to do a contingency. So it's a little tougher in this market, but things are slowing down a little bit. So what you would have to do is you would have to find the new home that you're looking to buy, and then you'd have to make that offer contingent on you selling the home that you're in. Usually, unless you have a lot of money, right, that you can, if you have the money to put down and you have the income that can actually handle two payments for a period of time, then you could do it that way as well. But typically that's very common. It's a contingency. But again, this market, it's a little bit tougher to do that because a lot of the offers that are coming in have no contingencies attached to them.
Yeah, so it's a lot easier for a person to sell your house to someone that doesn't have a contingency like that. There's no stipulations.
Yeah, and a lot of times we're seeing cash, right?
And that's always a nicer thing.
Yep. So it can be done, and I think when the market cools down a little bit, and it's starting to see that a little bit right now, that will be something you might be able to do. But hey, give it a whirl. Well, you have really nothing to lose if you're looking to buy and move. Find out what you're find what you're looking for. Get pre-qualified. So you're ready to go, and then you can have that contingency. Have your house ready to sell. Work with an agent; they'll help you guide you through the process.
And Todd, you hear a lot about people with the starter home situation, but man, how do you I heard you're supposed to stay in a house for at least 30 years or have that 30-year loan, so you give, so and yet people are talking starter homes. So I don't understand how those go together.
starter homes in 30 years?
Yeah, like, because that's the idea is you if you get a 30-year loan, you kind of want to stay in that house for a long time. Mm-hmm. And yet people are getting these 30-year loans for what they call their starter homes, and they're gone like in 5 years. And I can't think financially that's cool.
I would say 5 years is the minimum. I think the average person only stays in their home about 7 years. That's the average.
Oh, wow. I'm above average.
Look at you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
I'm never leaving it.
I'm off the chart. I think I've been in my house 28 years, 29 years.
Well, yeah, you and I were from the same generation. That's what we were told. So how did
my parents had their home for 40 years until they finally said, you know what, we should probably go to one of those, retirement communities and just chill a little bit on this home.
But see, they probably paid it off.
I would imagine.
In 40 some odd years, they probably paid that house off. So that's the thing, Todd. If these loans are designed for you to basically be long-term residents and you're only staying for 7 years, how is it you're not losing a lot of money on this deal?
I guess I would say, why a 30-year loan? Why can't you flip it? First of all, you can make additional principal payments at any time, right?
Yeah.
So I could tell you right now, okay, that 30-year loan, you want to pay it off in seven, here's what you might want to make your payment. So it doesn't have, you can start out at a 30-year loan. It gives you flexibility. Your payments are low. If you don't have a lot of money for down payments, emergency funds, but as you get, through life and you get stable in your job and you can make additional payments, make additional payments on it, or interest rates are higher now, but when they were lower, you could have flipped that and refinanced to a 10 or 15-year loan and be done with it.
Because we got a new homeowner in Rev, and of course, Vicky's trying to get a home.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good for your kids to hear, you kids.
Yeah. Great example. So like in, a few years, Rev's on his feet, he can make some additional principal payments. So
yep, and I'm actually planning on staying in this home for a long time. Got lots of plans for it. So,
that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice home.
Is it a smart financial decision for the Rev to get a artificial lawn in his backyard?
I'm really thinking about it.
He doesn't want to mow the lawn anymore, and he doesn't want to water it anymore. He doesn't want to do anything. He's like me, Todd. I did it.
Yeah, well, hey, nothing wrong with that.
So maybe not.
Todd has no answer for this one that he considers to be a tactful one.
It might be cheaper to just get the spray paint, just spray paint your grass.
Ooh, good idea.
I like that idea.
206-421-ROCK. Research on that.
Text us at 77999. Got Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you got a question, Todd's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. He can help you out.
We have a text. It's not a question, but just the person wanted to say, I really appreciate Todd's advice. Always so insightful, and I learn something new every time. Thank you.
Awesome.
Next person has a text says, why is it so hard for my wife and I to follow a budget? Is there any way to make it easier?
Oh, it is tough these days.
I'd say the biggest thing is having a vision, having a goal together, right? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to get to? Because it takes sacrifices, right? We all want this thing today, right? When we want it. But if you can communicate, work together on what your goals are, what you're going for, have that reward out there. Maybe it is buying a home, right? I mean, when I did that a long time ago, we were both focused in on coming up with that down payment that we sacrificed. Didn't eat out, brought my lunches and all kinds of things to do that. So, but you got to, there's got to be that carrot out there why you want to do that and what you're driving for, I think.
That's a tough one, Todd, because though more and more people seem to be learning to cook at home and really excited about doing that, because I would say the millennial generation, heck, you see it on the TV show The Big Bang Theory every week. They don't ever cook anything. They always eat out. That seems to be what people like to do. But, man, you're right. That's the first thing you got to cut is like going out so much.
If you only, a lot of people realize what they spend, if they just track it, just do it. That's the one thing I would tell people. The first thing to do is take 30 days and write down everything that you spend and what you spend it on. Add it up, and you'll be surprised if you dine out a lot, you eat out a lot for lunch. Oh, I forgot my lunch today. It adds up in a hurry, and it could be hundreds of dollars a month. And you think about that, that's thousands of dollars a year.
Going broke on those damn turkey melts and the egg rolls sometimes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's over $10 each pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a cup of coffee. I mean, the people used to laugh when Starbucks first opened because I'll just go to McDonald's and get a cup of coffee for like $1. What are you people doing? And you still can get a cheap cup of coffee.
Now, granted, it may not be at the Bucks, but people are spending a lot of money just going to Starbucks every day.
Yeah. We actually have an app through work that we use, and it talks about did you save on coffee today? And you get points for everything that you do. So did you get up and move on the hour? Did you what time with an animal? And it's all about health, right?
Oh, you'd fail in that
financial
part.
Health.
Yeah, I'd fail at the time.
And then the thermostat.
Animal.
Did you keep your temperature? If it's hot out, did you keep it cold?
No,
whatever.
I'd fail on that one.
Yeah.
How about spending time with Steve? Does that count as an animal?
We'll have to add that.
I think that should count.
Oh, no, so I'm an animal.
Well, you're helping out my health, though, Steve. Let's just feel good about that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU.org. Remember, anybody can join BECU if they live, work, or attend school here in Washington State.
One text says, hey, guys, I love BECU. Question for you. It is now a good time to refinance your home.
Depends what your interest rate is. So where are you at today and how long are you going to be there? So we could email me and I'll get you hooked up with somebody. But it really depends on what your current interest rate is. And again, are you going to be there for another 5, 10, 15 years? If you're not, then it probably won't make sense.
And our interest rates are finally going up. Is that right,
Todd? They are. They've gone up about 1.1% in the last year or so. Mm-hmm.
It's so insane. I remember paying double digit. In the 80s, just 80s and early 90s. It was nuts.
I think that was 9.9%. Historically, they're still really low. I mean, anything below 6%, which they're about 4.5-ish, give or take, right now. But anything, they're still historically low, even though we've been really spoiled over the last several years at these many very, very historically low rates. So.
Yeah, and we've got Todd Peach from BECU.org, and everybody wants to buy the house. Everybody wants to do that. And Todd, you guys at BECU really help people understand, the milestones you should have in your life when it comes to, all right, you're now an adult, you've got money coming in, and what you should be doing with that money. And everybody thinks, I want to get that house, I'm tired of paying rent. But you, of course, say that the emergency fund is the key thing. Most of us don't even know, even heard the concept of an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you want to have $1,000 right out of the gate. That's the first thing you want to start at before you even think about, saving for a house, because the car will break down. You'll have an unforeseen medical. You won't be able to make that. Then you'll have to borrow, and then it'll happen again. And then you'll keep getting yourself into this rut, and then you'll owe on debt, and you're trying to make those payments. And so the first thing would be, if you're just starting out, make sure you have $1,000 on the side before you even start saving for anything else.
We got a Facebook. I said MySpace message.
Tom could use some help. It hasn't been as good for him as it was.
So he set us up on Friendster. Wanted to ask you a question. Yeah. Freddie Jam Makes Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just sent us a message saying, how does a person establish credit with your bank when one has credit score lower than 600?
You can do what's called a secured credit card or a shared secured loan. So what this basically means is you're going to have to put a couple $100 up, for example, as security for that line of credit. So they're going to put it into a locked account that you get that $200 credit limit. But if you don't pay, then they get a take from that. So there's really no risk for them. And then you can build up, and the key is to make those payments on time. And if you have that line of credit, keep it as low as possible. But after a year or two, you'll be able to build up, and you'll be able to go on your own.
And like you said, keep that line of credit low as possible. What is it, 10% of whatever the credit line is you should only have as a balance each month?
That's optimal.
Yeah.
Yeah, if 25%, okay, but I prefer to see if you can 10% or lower of that line of credit as your balance outstanding on that statement.
Yeah, Todd, it's changed, hasn't it? People used to look at credit cards as a way to get things that they want now and pay for them later. But now, credit cards are really, if you're smart, they're only designed to help increase your FICO score, and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I mean, why else would you want to go into debt, right? You don't want to go into debt. So you want to pay it off, and if you're smart, you can use credit cards to your advantage, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of them got mileage plans or bonus points.
But the problem is we get in this habit of, I want this, I want that, and you just easy to pull out the plastic and I'll pay for it next month, right?
Well, Amazon is really, it's buying. I know.
I don't need to pull out the plastic. It's already hooked
up. I know. It's for us to make those changes, but it's so true. You talk about if we can make those changes, man, our life will be a lot easier.
Yeah, I would tell people if you want something, wait 24 hours, and if you still want it, okay. But don't impulse shop and buy, and if you really need it,
Vicky.
24 hours later, how do you feel about it now? And most of the time you'll say,
still want it,
I really didn't need it.
That's why the wish list on Amazon is pretty good, because if you throw it on the wish list, that does give you some time to see if you really, really want it.
And then if you
that's
just kind of pile it up in your cart and then you see how much everything is, then you feel a little discouraged and you're like, okay, maybe I won't buy this right now.
Love it.
Well, if you didn't get through on the phone lines and or the text lines, you know what? Here's what you get to do. You get to email Todd. Just go to KISW.com and the BJ Migs page and you scroll down. You'll see Todd's smiling face on a banner. Click on that. Not only will he answer your questions, but it also will take you to a website that actually, a page that has some great information, just great financial information that's absolutely free to check out. And Todd will answer any question he can. And again, BECU.org. Todd, it's great seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
Thanks for coming in. I now have another question. It's not financial, but I want to know what happens when someone brags about making a social media page for their dog, Steve.
Huh?
Yeah. It's another edition of Facebook Mom. Facebook Mama.
See? Spend time with some animals, BJ. Your points will go up at BECU.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. You want Facebook drama? You got it. Steve, I'm sure it's about Steve and his dog. And you're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating and Mechanical. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook.
Yes!
This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And of course, we are all going to act it out. So this time around, I'll be playing the role of the original poster. So I will be Marianne.
All right, Marianne.
Vicky, you'll play the role of Amy.
Yay!
BJ, you will be Mark.
Ooh.
Rev, you're Haley.
Sweet.
Danny, you're Josie.
Hooray!
And Sarah, you're going to play the role of Sarah.
Oh, hey.
But there is a twist, because that's Sarah with an H, and you're not Sarah with an H. So it's going to be a stretch for you.
I know. I already hate her.
Wow. You should hate her parents. You can't hate her.
She should still drop it, though. She should drop that H.
Drop the H. Uh-huh.
Drop that H.
Damn. That's a hot take. Or a hot take, because I don't want to piss you off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeez. Wow. All right. So Marianne's the original poster, so I'll start things off. Here I go. I made a separate Instagram for my new puppy dog. Go follow her.
OMG, yay! She's the cutest little thing ever.
No, just no.
What do you mean, no? Just no.
Oh, I hate when people give their pets their own social media. It's not like your dog is actually posting us. We all know it's you. It is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, I have to agree with Mark. No one gives a flippant F about your dog.
Girl, you had an Instagram for your account when she was alive, LOL. Did you forget about that?
That was different. My dog was a special creature. Seriously, one of a kind. May her poor, precious soul rest in peace.
I just puked in my own mouth reading that, Haley. Hashtag stop humanizing dogs.
Sounds like to me someone's just jealous of my dog that's alive and well and can actually still have an Instagram.
Jealous or not, one of a kind or not, alive or not, it's still dumb as F. Delete that S.
No way. She already has more followers than me, LOL.
Okay, now that is just embarrassing.
There's our society is just done. We're done.
I'm with you, man. Anyone who does that is an idiot.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Creating an Instagram page for their animal.
Yeah, who would do that?
What kind of morons,
so
right,
dumb,
Rev?
Dumb, so dumb.
The dumbest.
Idiots.
Right? Hey, how's Lulu doing?
Lulu the warrior princess on Instagram. She's doing just great, Rev. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic. Yeah.
How's Carl and...
Oh, damn it, Carl, get in the house. And Frank and accounting are both doing very well.
On Instagram.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's lovely.
Follow them. Get more followers than BJ.
Stupid dogs and cats. It's not going to happen. You know why? Because I'm a compelling human being. And they're just flea-bitten freaks.
Have you not seen Lulu's Instagram page?
No, I haven't. I mean, only when you force me to see it, because you know what? I don't follow pets because they're not real.
Oh, you should follow her.
They're totally real.
They're not really responding or posting themselves. They're stupid owners.
Whenever someone writes her, she puts the paw print as a response.
Yeah, that's the stupid owner named Steve.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
look,
that one's a good one.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That happened on Father's Day.
What did she do, drop a duke?
Yep.
That's lovely.
Happy Father's Day.
There you go. Here you go, Pops. This is my Instagram page. Thanks for doing
that.
I
got 206 likes on
that
one.
Great. That's wonderful.
She's got 2,508 followers. Let's get it to 2,600.
That's 2,508 losers. Can I just say
that
you're
one of those followers.
Yeah. Am I really?
Yeah.
What, Vicky, take that off. Stop messing with my account.
Nope.
Vicky, do this.
Actually, Vicky did do that, and I would like to be removed from that.
You don't even like the picture of her? Look at her as an Ewok, holding her Ewok toy.
Adorable.
No,
you bitching is going to make me go into your Instagram and like all the pictures.
How about this one where she's walking and she's watching her mom do a handstand in the middle of the sidewalk?
What? Wow. That is a very bizarre picture. Why does your wife do a handstand?
My wife doesn't walk with her feet. She walks with her hands.
Oh, okay.
I mean, doesn't everyone's wife do that?
Nothing wrong with your family at all. No. Your family's completely normal. Yeah. All right. Look, I mean, it's impressive that your wife can do that because I've never been able to do a handstand in my entire life.
In all honesty, it's fun to have this because it's like a place just to photo dump pictures of our pup.
So you can have him forever.
Right,
yeah,
right. Instead of having to surf through my phone or on X, Y, and Z, it's like you just got the separate account. You can put all the pictures there, and people seem to enjoy it.
See,
well, at least 2,507 of my 2,508 followers are of Lulu's followers.
And I prefer that. Like, so if you just happen to be a person who doesn't want to see the pictures, you don't have to follow them.
And yeah, well, or someone will make you follow them by the name of Vicky.
Liking all the pictures.
Don't like all the stupid pictures.
Start commenting. We're at
2,513 followers now. Thank you.
Oh, geez. Again, so you just
Lulu the Warrior Princess. One word.
Five losers just right now. Five people that said
I am. Five winners.
You know what? Put a big L on your forehead at this point. You're following a damn stupid dog page.
Wow.
Or Rev's stupid cat page. All right. So I've got nothing to say. I'm just like my character that I played in the Facebook drama.
Good job, Lulu. Kissy face, heart.
One person says, BJ would lose his mind if Lulu went as viral as that Sunship video. Oh, man, that would be magic.
So great.
I don't know how that could happen, but that would be magic.
I know exactly how that can happen. You have Lulu trying to get some Sunships. It's pretty much either. Yeah.
Or put her in the vending machine and try and get Lulu.
That doesn't seem weird.
Yeah, that might get us in trouble.
Jesus. I'd like to buy that dog in the vending machine. And she won't come out. I don't understand.
Please think these through.
So we were at our big Chicago convention, our radio show convention, and we saw that a poll was done. Of course, I knew this poll was going to be done because I took part in it. It turns out that they did a poll of us radio people.
Okay.
And 28% of us believe, in fact, we do have a face for radio. I think I did put that in the poll.
That is like, I don't know about you guys, but everyone has something probably with their job. It's where if people ask or have that funny joke that they think is their original with. But that's the one that's always just like, okay, yes, y'all. Whenever I post a picture, someone is inevitably going to write, wow, face for radio. It's like, thanks.
Yeah,
like, I know that. Yes, I'm aware. I'm not very attractive. Thank you for the reminder. And more often than not, anytime someone's done that, you go on their page because I want to see what they look like. I want to see what this supermodel looks like that they're going to make fun of our looks. You know what I mean? And more often than not, I'd say 95% of the time, that person's profile picture is not a picture of them. And then if you try and Facebook stalk them, because that's what I'm going to do, because I want to make fun of them in my own head.
Of course.
No pictures of themselves.
No pictures.
Pictures of like a cat, a picture of a flower, a picture of whatever. And I'm just, finally I had it. Like one day I was just in a salty mood.
Nice.
And somebody did that where I posted a picture. I'm like, face for radio. So I click on her thing and it's got nothing. And I just wrote back. I'm like, I find it hilarious that you're making fun of my looks, but there's not a single picture of yourself on your own page.
Yeah.
You insecure piece of crap.
Oh.
I didn't write that part. I thought that. She quickly deleted her comment.
Yeah, she did.
Because it's funny when people want to throw stones, but they clearly don't even find themselves attractive enough to have a picture of themselves on their own social media.
Well, there's projection right there.
Yeah.
You know, people who are telling other people they're ugly probably feel pretty ugly themselves. And a lot of us in our business, 30% of us think we're ugly. I've always known it, but...
we're all beautiful in God's eyes.
But, how about this? And Rev is part of this. Rev was one that he got a round of applause. 39% of the people in this radio poll have dated a listener.
Oh, so Rev admitted to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I raised my hand.
And married a listener,
which was even
less of a percentage of that happening.
Yeah, there was, just a few smattering of people who had raised their hands up at that point.
I always love when, like, sometimes, we're on, like, these radio groups on Facebook or whatever it may be, and some of the people just got, like, such, like, a, I don't know, like, a stick up there, whereski about, oh, I've never dated a listener, and I also never date, I never eat food that a listener brings in, and I'm just like, at what point are you so full of yourself that the people who listen to your show that are kind enough to listen, that you don't even view them as a human?
Yeah, they're regular people. Chances are you could really meet somebody wonderful. I mean, I realize it's bad for your job to keep banging listeners.
Look, maybe you don't say, hey, caller number 9. Let's go on a date.
No, it's caller number 69, of course. That's the one you wrote for.
I say that because a guy I used to work with had a car, and his car had, sometimes people paint stuff on their cars, and like fancy paint on the passenger door, and it just said, caller car number 9.
Oh.
And I was like, that is the cheesiest, sleaziest thing I've ever seen.
That's, yeah, that's
like, how do you sit in that seat if you're somebody? Like,
that's
when you,
awesome.
You know, oh, thanks.
Such a good, that is our business about 20 years ago. Really, really is.
See, I've actually used that line to, like, tell people that I won't date them because I'm not either attracted to them or they just creep me the hell out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I've just dated listeners before and they've kind of ruined it for me because I've had some people that just went on and started bragging on Facebook, like, oh yeah, she's mine, guys. It's like, okay, that's a little creepy. Like, I don't want to date you if you're going to be bragging online like that. And so I've told people that and they've gotten real salty back to me.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, what am I supposed to say? I'm like, I'm not attracted to you. Sorry.
That's, but see, they know you're not. They know, no matter what you say, every guy knows you're rejecting me because I'm not good enough for you. Because they know if a woman really digs you, there will be no rules she won't break to be with you. That, every guy knows that because you guys are rule breakers. Women don't obey rules when they want, when they don't want to.
I think it's funny that there's like a whole thing about, would you date someone who listens? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, in my single days, like, if someone listened, that's awesome. I'm glad they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why some people create like this stupid wall. I, if someone's weird, someone's weird, whether or not they listen. You know
what I
mean?
I used to never even make friends with people that listened. I was very professional about it. I just thought because I heard horror stories.
I'll go to listeners' houses.
Yeah,
I'll eat their food.
I'll
swim in their pool when they're not even home.
I'm getting better with that, especially when they're not home, because I feel, you know what, that's adventure. But I never wanted to be called in the office and saying, you're fraternizing with the listeners, you can be fired. That's why I didn't do it. It had nothing to do with the listeners. It had to do with, I just didn't want to get fired for fraternizing, which was in my contract. But now, you know, I mean, there are some, like you said, there are cool people out there. And like, I got a whole friend network of board gamers that if I didn't expand my world, like, they were all listeners. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't say, oh, hey, let's just go hang out and play a game because of my old rules, I wouldn't have the great community I have now. Because you're right, Steve, people are good people that listen to our show. Why wouldn't you want to hang? And we've had some great food brought to us by listeners that is really tasty.
And even if it doesn't look like it's good, I'm going to try it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and I like free food.
Well, I've had some people that they'll mention, oh, I was listening, I hope that's not weird. I'm like, no, like, I like showing support to my friends' businesses, showing support to whatever my friends do. And if you're, that's cool that you, I don't understand it. I think it's always so funny and so pompous when you have some people in the radio industry that act like as if they're better than somebody because of what they do for a living.
Luckily, Steve, that's changing. The younger people in our business are changing that. But years ago, there were so many pompous people. Even now, some of the real superstars are not as pompous as the superstars were 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Number one reason people get into radio. Guys, Steve, because Steve doesn't know this, because he wasn't there for this thing.
Oh,
number one reason.
Ass.
Nope. Wow, I can't believe ass is not on the list.
Well, you know, sex.
Or sex. It's
CDs.
CDs. Okay, kind of. Free stuff, maybe.
Concert tickets.
Yeah. That's, you know what, Steve?
We know why he did it.
Yeah, every reason he got into the business is nobody saying.
No, mine's so cheesy and dumb. That's
what is it?
I just like the idea of being able to entertain people.
That's number two.
It was to prove my grandfather wrong. I always share that story. He always said that I was not going to make anything out of my life when it came to my ventriloquist career that I was hoping to do.
Yeah.
Granted, he was right about that. But he was like, you can't entertain me. You can't entertain anyone. Like, he legit said that. And as a kid, I was like, I'm going to prove him wrong. Yeah. Weird reason to do it. But that was, at the end of the day, the reason why I wanted to do radio. I wanted to make people laugh.
It's not cheesy, Steve. That's number two.
All right.
Entertaining people was the number two reason why people do our business.
Second best.
Number one is fun.
Fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me,
I
mean,
I haven't worked with you.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm not having any fun, and you guys don't entertain me at all.
One person, people get into radio because you're too ugly for TV. LOL.
Oh, thanks again, pal.
Can we just mention that?
Face for radio, guys.
This is no longer fun.
In all fairness, he did not say face for radio.
Yeah. We're all uggos,
too
everybody.
Ugly for TV.
Yeah. Found another way to say that joke.
Funny enough, I decided to do radio as opposed to TV because I wanted tattoos and piercings. And I thought I wouldn't have the right look for TV.
Well, you can't be TV because they don't have a camera that can go down that low.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No, she could be like those guys. Have you seen those pictures of like sports reporters on the field talking to baseball players?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you see the baseball player standing on like a bucket. That was one of the funniest pictures ever. I was like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know someone's going to take a picture of you. You just look like you're insecure about your height. But I've also seen the actual reporters. They'll stand on something so that they look the height of the person that they're interviewing.
Yeah, you're right, too, because you're right. Those are some mammoth people.
That's the one that's so hilarious. Yeah. It's some guy in the Dodgers. And the woman that's interviewing him, she's in high heels, but still she's a tall woman. And apparently he must have had some kind of insecurity about being next to a tall woman, which is hilarious in itself.
And so he stood on a bucket.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Because there, look, we know there are a lot of short dudes in baseball. Jose Altuve is one of the shortest dudes in baseball. And, you know, I mean, he doesn't care. He gets interviewed by everybody, and he's always But imagine Vicky interviewing football players or basketball players.
That would be so awesome. Basketball players would be great, and she can't go on a bucket, so she's just to interview their dongs.
Yeah, it would have to be that, or they would not be able to, because you couldn't fit them both in the same camera shot.
It was always the funniest thing, like walking next to Luke Wilson, because I literally had to like tilt my head all the way back to look at him.
Yeah, oh, that would be fun. Okay,
one text has a good reason why people get into radio.
Okay, why is that?
Free drugs.
Yeah, wait.
Drugs. Used to be.
First time someone handed me a joint for free, that was like the moment where I felt like I made it in life. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, this is amazing. Someone just handed me drugs.
See, when I started, it wasn't a joint. People were just handing out blow.
Yeah.
But that frightened the hell out of me because I wasn't a drug guy. So I was like, oh my God.
And you do not need to be on at all.
Remember when I first started with you guys and you were creating this rumor that I was a cokehead, even though I've never touched that drug. And I've been very honest about the drugs that I tried.
Somebody created that rumor.
So listeners said that he was doing coke with me. And then you even asked me, like, hey man, is this true? And I'm like, look, I'll tell you all the drugs I've done if you want to test me.
Yeah.
But I've never touched that drug. But like, you guys perpetuated it.
Well, there is that. We kind of did that.
And I remember one time being at a bar and a guy pulled me aside and goes, hey man, I know you like that stuff. And hands me a bag of coke. And I'm looking at him like, this is awesome that you're handing this to me, but I have no use for this.
Mm. Yeah, because that's super.
So early. I turned around and sold it. And
of course you did. You made some big
profit.
Yeah. See, thanks, pal. All right. Well, number three on this list, and this one here is a feel-good moment for people getting into radio. Emotionally fulfilling. That's why people get in. You feel really good about yourself doing this business.
I think we could all agree, though, when we do our events where we get to meet people who do listen to the show, and when I think the greatest compliment is when someone says that you helped me deal with being stuck in traffic all morning.
Yeah.
And when you hear that, that's like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Dude,
even at Summer Meltdown, man, which I didn't think was going to be a ton of KSW listeners, because it's a different, unique festival. It's more EDM and folk and just kind of like, you know, not your rock like festival, and just meeting a ton of people who listen, and they all had that same sentiment, like, hey man, like, thanks for making my commute to work easier. You can't ask for a better compliment.
Yeah, I agree with you, dude. There are some people that said, man, some stuff you said really helped me through tough spots in my life, and you know, that was echoed at the Chicago convention. They had a panel of some really legendary broadcasters who Steve Dahl and Tom Bernard and Tom from the Bob and Tom show, and these guys are just giants in our business, and they all pretty much said the same thing. You know, when they met people who said, you've changed my life, like, you made my life better, and you don't know it, you know, we're just on this microphone doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, that is really emotionally fulfilling. Like, well, all I ever wanted to do was do something nice for people, and that's cool that I did, at least for one person.
One person says, you proved your grandfather wrong with mediocre radio. Haha, kidding.
Right.
You're awesome, Steve.
From Chris. Yeah, thanks, Chris. But you know what, Steve, you have probably one of the best faces for radio I've ever seen. How about that?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, really, you're top of the list. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right, but he ran out of time.
What team did Brett Favre spend most of his professional football career with?
The Minnesota Vikings.
No.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah. It's amazing. Packers fans want to take you out back, that you would think that, oh, he should be remembered being on the Vikings more than the Packers.
Our buddy who listens, Stevie Shannon, he's a big Green Bay Packers fan. He tweeted after that happened a picture of just Brett Favre in a Green Bay Packers uniform. I'm like, thanks.
Yep. Whoops. Oh, man. Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve, especially since, well, he's not going to remember things right anyway. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.